It's a quiet but mainly gray Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The day started off with some rainfall in areas south of Albany. Those showers now have moved well offshore, but the clouds are rather stubborn and slow to move out today, so while we're seeing a few breaks of sunshine in spots, most of us are looking at gloomy conditions to wrap the day heading into tonight. And those clouds will totally fill in as our next storm moves in from the west tonight. And that's going to bring us another shot at some rainfall. And the rain may turn locally heavy later tonight into tomorrow morning, so some downpours are possible. There may even be a few rumbles of thunder, so expect damp conditions later tonight into tomorrow morning. It looks like a damp morning commute across much of the area, so be aware that there may be some big puddles on the roadways first thing tomorrow morning. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, the storm will work its way through, so the steadier rain from the morning will taper off to just some scattered showers by tomorrow afternoon. But similar to today, I don't see too much in the way of any clearing tomorrow afternoon. So a few breaks of sun will be possible, but it looks to stay mainly gray for the second half of the day tomorrow following that morning rainfall. And then moving into the weekend, we'll catch a pretty nice break weather-wise with pleasant temperatures both Saturday and Sunday. And it doesn't look overly stormy either day, so for most of us, it looks like a dry weekend, though I can't rule out a couple of passing showers and spots, especially on Saturday. And we're targeting highs that will be in the 50s to right around 60 both weekend days, which is right around average for this time of year. And now to the drought monitor, which, of course, we've been talking about quite a bit recently, and the drought continues to improve across the area as we are looking at, for most of us, no drought alert at all. Now, there are some pockets of abnormally dry conditions that continue south of Albany through the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut and also portions of western Massachusetts. But by and large, if you think about where we stood with the drought just a month or two ago, it certainly has improved dramatically. So that's certainly good news here heading into the growing season. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder and downpours, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with scattered showers for the afternoon, high 48 to 56. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder and downpours, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with scattered showers, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder and downpours, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with scattered showers for the afternoon, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder and downpours, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with scattered showers for the afternoon, high in the 50s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers far north and far south, highs in the 50s. Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, seasonable, with highs in the 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.